Ooh, we got a whiteboard. Hey, this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum. And I got a whiteboard. Big one. It's a big one, right? In case we're going to need that. It gives you a lot of light reflections. So this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum. We are live. This is show number 87. We are here to share the practical and tactical on Scrum and Agile with the mission of getting people home to family and friends and growing business at the same time, because you can have fun and grow. And then while balancing work life and having less stress at work and more fun. So got our principles on the back of the wall. We're back in the office, move things around a little bit. My head's at the clock. I don't know what we're going to do with this white space over here for the podcasters. You can't see, but I have my painting up there. There's some white space. I'm debating whether or not I'm going to do like a... That's not going to work, right? Because that's going to be like a bright reflection from the lighting. So we'll have to figure that out. Figured out I'm going to do a sticky board up there and track how we're progressing. So trying to get things figured out. I have my microphone on today, so hopefully it won't be all crackly. So we're learning in the setup and how we're going to do this in the office, because there's other stuff in this office that fit in here. So anyway, hope everybody's doing well. It's Thursday. Trying to get ready for a international broadcast next week. Going to do it today, but just didn't have the setup right and took a while. Like everybody else, every once in a while, we want to go home to our family, but there are nights when you're there until 8 o'clock at night getting things done. But that's part of the business, right? Part of any business. It's not an exception for IT. However, we're trying to make it such a world where you're not doing it every day. There's a lot of organizations that still work all the time and late every day because they're just overcapacitized. And part of that, I want to go to what we're talk today. Today, I want to keep it short. Again, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum, show 87. Please like and subscribe. And tell your friends and hit the bell. What talk about today is a concept. I was walking in the office the other day and I was looking at the leaf changing and watching, you know, nature gives you a lot of things. And I'll put a blog post with some pictures. Hopefully all the leaves haven't blown away in their recent rain. But the leaves change for a purpose, right? There's a lot of organizations. Some people think Agile is just to change for change's sake. Agile is not change for change's sake. Agile, if you change for a purpose, then that's Agile, right? You have to have a real purpose behind your change, whether it be value, business value, improvement, saving money, saving time, so you can go home to your friends and family, right? That's being Agile. But just to change things like, hey, I want to change colors and I just have a whim. I want to see what this looks like and I have no idea why I'm changing this, but this is what I want to do. That's not Agile. There's a lot of organizations out there in the world that just keep churning, just change and change and change, but it's not really getting them anywhere and it's not really having any value. So we don't want to apply Agile to change for change's sake, right? We don't want to just willy-nilly make changes. We want to apply Agile to sound change. It has value or purpose in the organization or what product line we're having. So I want to talk about that. Maybe you all out there, I'm going to post this up. Give me some feedback. What do you think about that concept? How that might twist around a little bit. But I was watching, like I said, I was watching autumn leaves. The trees change for a purpose. Not, they don't like change color all the time, right? Just because they feel like it. They change because they're getting ready to do something. And I think that's the same way you got to think about Agile. You put change in to go to Agile if you really want to transform the organization and that you really want to make change for a purpose and not just because it's a new way of doing it. So that's what I want to talk about that. And the only other thing just talk about today is I can't do the whiteboard because of the light. So we have to figure out how we're going to do that. That'll be interesting. Or maybe I can use a small whiteboard. Can I use a small whiteboard?
Yeah.
As long as I angle it right, I can, right? There you go. Just quick, talking about yesterday, just you know, making that small change and do the retro. And my favorite retro is always the ship, right? Where I draw a little ship with the sailboat. This is my sailboat. This is my sailboat. Even though this is probably opposite. And then I got my anchor going down. And I got my little octopus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And you put a little smiley on there. He's slowing you down. There's some rocks down here. So this is the bad on the bottom left-hand corner. Top right is the good. What went well, right? Can you see that? It's a terrible typing. Terrible writing. Maybe by the time I learn how to do this and talk at the same time. This top right-hand corner is what I call acceleration. And the bottom right-hand corner is risk, right? Risk is like the big rocks that are hidden underneath the water that you haven't hit yet, right? The good is what went well in the sprint. And it's always good to celebrate. You know, this is the celebration. Celebration quadrant is the top left. Celebration, right? Celebration. I think I spelled it wrong. Anyway, the bottom left is the bad. This is the stuff that slowed us down. Like the octopus is like, oh, I'm going to grab a hold of this anchor and I'm just going to slow you down because I just feel like dragging you down. The risk is things that may come up that would put your operation at risk. Like new updates of software, Microsoft doing updates every day. I will say I've learned a lot about what we're doing here. Maybe I'll talk about that a little bit since we have some time. But this is future, like system changes. I went through a change yesterday because someone decided that we needed a different way of doing things. And I'm like, it's not what you came up with doesn't match the HR format of the corporation. You know, it's like, you come up with these ideas and it's like, yeah, but you didn't hire anybody that matches your plan and why you want to do that. So I don't know how you're going to do that. And then acceleration, ideas to make everything go better, like new tools, new processes, stuff like that, right? So those are the ideas on that. So this is kind of what I want to talk about here, but this is where, you know, you get that input. There's nothing you can't do, and I'm going to talk about that just a little bit. We're going to cover it. This is where you get the 1%, the 2% per sprint improvement, where one person will go out there and do some research on a topic. So it's the upper right-hand quadrant, the acceleration. Well, they'll do some research on a topic and come back and try it, like in a day or two, not a lot of time, but just within a day or two. And then they're demo to the team at sprint review. So that's what that top right-hand quadrant is about. And it's important to try that and do that. And just like Agile, so that talks about the retro, talks about change for change. I would like your feedback on, you know, change for change's sake is not Agile. Change for a purpose is Agile. So you got to think about that and how they do that. But anyway, we got to figure out that term, but I'm just voicing that out there. One last topic, getting out there and putting work out there. So many groups that I know, you know, we talk about Agile and putting stuff out there. I'm doing this blog post every day. And I tell you, if I didn't put stuff... Oh, and Eddie's here. That scared me. Hi, Eddie. Do not play that thing in here. You can come say hi. I have bubbles. Yes. Do you want to say hi? Hi. Well, they can't see you. They can see you. Hi. There's Eddie. So, got a photo bomber. Anyway, hope we're going to end soon because the boy is up and he's about to turn his iPad on and make too much noise.
No.
Okay, but don't turn it on, please.
Okay. No,
I think we'll see how long that lasts, right, everybody? But if I didn't do this, I wouldn't notice all these little changes. If For example, LinkedIn changed something somewhere, but without going on and making product out there and seeing what's going on, a lot of times you'll never get notice of anything changing in the systems that you're using. And when you use this free software like YouTube and LinkedIn and things like that, it's even more important to get that feedback. And it's also more important that I don't do this at 6:34 in the morning and I do it at 5 o'clock in the morning. Because as we know, say hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Somebody wakes up and the world wakes up around us. So the city becomes alive as the time goes. So if you're really in a quiet spot, you want to do it early in the morning. Anyway, with that, I'm going to say have a great day. It's Thursday, almost done the week. 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Remember, we're here to share practical and tactical ideas on Scrum and Agile with the mission of getting people home to family and friends. And I think that's really important because I always coach people so they can go home to their family. It's like, I want you to take vacation. I want you to take a break. And then growing business at the same time, because when you have happy people and space to do the change that has purpose, then you're going to grow the business. Why balance? And we're going to balance work life and have less stress and have more fun. So that's it. With that, like and subscribe, right, Ed? Put your thumbs up. Everybody thumbs up.
And one thing.
And hit the bell. You're not going to play that right now, are you? We'll see what he's going to do. Anyway, take care. Have a happy day. Happy scrumming. Enjoy. We'll probably rearrange some things. I don't know. Maybe I will put some kind of board of what we're doing so everybody knows. I am applying Agile and Scrum to all my activities and to this activity every day. So take care. Have a great day. See ya.